Greetings to each one this morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you we can come out this morning and learn from you and what you have for us. I just pray you'd bless this service. Praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So I would like to look at hope a little this morning. God started thinking about it a little, and then I was talking with a friend, and we were talking about hope. He doesn't have a whole lot of hope in life, and life's a little barren. And he asked me, what does hope mean? And so I was thinking about it. I'm like, what does it mean? You know, we think about hope, and we just kind of, you know, hope for something. I was like, what does the Bible? So I looked, and in the Bible, most of the places, it's kind of like confidence or expecting, trust, faith. Like, we have hope, we trust that it will come to pass. So I have two questions I was thinking about. Do I have hope, and what do I have my hope in? As I pondered these questions, I thought of, in my own life, I tend to put my hope, my trust in things that aren't in myself and what I can accomplish. And then I do something dumb or something, and it really makes me despair. And I stay in that despair until I realize where I should be getting my hope. And I got some verses here to read where we can kind of see that happen, see where hope, despair and then hope. First one, Psalms 39, 6 and 7. Psalms 39, verse 6 and 7. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, wait, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. So we can see everything's vain except his hope in God. Ephesians chapter 2, 11 to 13. Wherefore, remember that you, being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. There again, that's another God's there. Bringing hope. And we can see Acts 27, verse 20 to 23. Paul there in the ship. They're sailing. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us. All the hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. So God again brought hope. Then I would like to look at Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Brings out something. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. So the Scripture shows us some things that we can have hope in. I have a few of the Scriptures I want to look at. see what there is in the scripture that brings us hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 and 14. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So we can have confidence that have hope that there's going to be a resurrection and we'll be going to heaven. Titus 1, verse 2. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before the world began. We have hope that we can have eternal life with Jesus. Also, there's another 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy with mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We have hope because Jesus rose from the dead and had mercy on us. That gives us hope. Also, Psalms chapter 16, verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life in presence. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore. God won't let us in hell. We can have hope in that. Gives us a lot of hope. And also Psalms 33:18-22. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. God's just always there for us. We can have hope in him. He won't let us down. We won't ever despair if we have God as our hope. I want to just read one verse in closing. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. God bless.